Jeff, I guess, first of all, how's the open date been? Did you get some rest, get healed up a little bit?
Yeah, of course. Took time to kind of get off our feet and kind of recalibrate, I guess. Spend time with some family, some friends. And so it's just been good to kind of take a step back, think about just myself personally, and get ready to attack this next little stretch that we got.
You know, you go 8 weeks hard, and it's a grind, and all of a sudden you get time to kind of reflect a little bit and kind of think, what do you need to do for the last four games of the season?
Yeah, just kind of a lot of the same stuff, just being more consistent in the small details of whether it's my footwork or my hand placement and how I run these routes or whatever it may be. Just kind of dialing it back, focusing on the fundamentals and getting better.
Route running is a tight end. Most people think, well, you're just going out in the flat or doing a little button hook. I mean, but there's a lot more to it, isn't it?
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's just kind of something that we pride ourselves on, is being able to do everything, right? So route running is definitely a big part of it, or at least for us, we want it to be a big part of our game. And so trying to develop that side of my game has been really fun.
The more you show the coaches that you can run routes and run them well, does that mean the more they're going to throw it to you?
Yeah, usually that's what that means. If they have confidence in what you're able to do, and that just goes back to being on the practice field and working in one-on-ones and in routes on air, and just showing them that, you know, I'm going to be in the spot and I just need the ball. So
this tight end position now has emerged in being an H-back or fullback. You've been all over the field. You have to be kind of a specific player to be able to play this position, don't you?
Yeah, it takes a smart guy. It takes an instinctual guy, a physical guy, obviously somewhat quick and agile. So it's really cool to be able to do it and to say that, you know, I can. You need me to run block, I'll run block, pass block, catch balls, whatever it may be. The tight ends usually should be able to do it.
And a lot of times, if you're blocking as a tight end, you've got some of those big uglies in front of you,
right?
Too, don't you?
Right, yeah, but they move a little bit slower, so usually they're not as hard to block.
But they're a lot bigger and stronger.
Yeah, right, much stronger. But, yeah, that's all just part of it.
How has this experience been for you, being able to now be on the field almost every single play? I don't know, you had to wait your time a little bit, find your niche, but you found that, haven't you?
Yeah, that's the most satisfying thing for me, I think, is that I told myself coming into it that I was just going to stick with it, and I was just going to commit to myself and to my family, my team, and I knew it would work out eventually. And so now, like you said, being on the field, it's just become just second nature now. It's not even really like that big of a deal for, you know, when I'm running out on the field, but it's definitely good to kind of take a step back and just realize all the things that I've been able to do.
Have you been able to reflect back a little bit about where you've come from and what your career's been like and the good things that are still ahead for you?
Yeah. I don't know, kind of like growing up and doing what I did in high school and all that stuff, it just was weird how I would find myself in these positions and not even, like, when I would take time to think back about it, I was like, how did I even get here? You know what I mean? And so it's cool to kind of take time to read, like you said, go back and just look, like, oh, I did this, that led to this, and I have all these opportunities in front of me, and I'm just going to continue to do the same thing, just kind of trust God and just walk the walk and just do it day by day and see where I can go with it.
Growing up here, I'm sure you've heard, they remember what you do in November. That's the saying that's been around here for a long time, and they do, and this is a big November.
Yeah, right, and I just spoke with them, and that's what kind of they were asking me inside when I was doing media is, like, what is the motivation for this last four games, and how do you come out and be electric like you were in the first half of the season? And I'd tell them, like, listen, around here, like, they remember what you do in November. That's really all people care about, is how you finish off the season, going and getting bowl eligible and trying to upgrade the bowls that you want to go to and all these things. And so obviously it's a huge time, and it's a time that we need to be really successful here.
Jacob, it was great to watch you grow up and turn into a really good football player. Keep it going in November.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.